It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Let's talk Met Gala last night. Actor and rocker Jared Leto wore a Gucci gown and carried an exact wax replica of his own decapitated head as a clutch while walking on the red carpet. The theme last night was camp. Notes on fashion, which doesn't mean literally camping, like, you know, a tent and a fire and all that. It means campy. It's exaggerated. It's kind of tacky, extreme, very extra. That's kind of what campy means.
I would have been like, I brought a tent, everybody.
You brought a what?
I'd be the awkward guy like, oh, I thought I was supposed to bring a tent. Sorry.
Lady Gaga pulled off a multiple outfit arrival at the 2019 Met Gala. She was also one of the co-chairs of the fashion event, and she wore four different outfits. Katy Perry showed up dressed as a human chandelier. Harry Styles was my least favorite outfit. He made his Met Gala debut last night. He'd never been before, and he wore this sheer lace blouse. You could see all his tattoos through this peekaboo top. He had his nails painted and stuff. He just looked like an absolute weirdo.
He looked like a pirate. Like, it looks like a pirate shirt, but like black and sheer.
He looked like a woman.
I have that shirt. I own that shirt. I'm not joking.
Well, yeah. Liv's also been accused of looking like a guy, so which is it?
I just was so unattracted to him, and I usually think that he is so hot, but last night I was like, absolutely, it's a no for me. YouTube star Jake Paul hosted a massive birthday party for rapper Designer at his house over the weekend. After the party, multiple female guests said that they were allegedly drugged and hospitalized. The allegations went viral after one of the moms of the girls posted in a private Facebook group on Sunday night claiming that her underage daughter and a group of her friends were drugged. She said, my daughter was at a party in Calabasas last night for YouTuber Jake Paul. She ended in the hospital with eight other girls who had been drugged and ended up at the West Hills Hospital incoherent. Something was put in their drinks. The girls were all half naked and were unable to walk or talk. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department confirmed that there was a possible single occurrence of unwillful impairment related to a party on Saturday. They did not confirm that the party took place at Paul's house. His attorney said, we take this claim very seriously and are working with authorities to make absolutely sure that we do our part to uncover the truth. Angelina Jolie has turned down playing Celine Dion in a biopic. The singer asked the Oscar-winning actress to play her in an upcoming biopic, but she turned down the role. Sources say Celine considered Angie a good friend and is devastated that she's turning down the role.
Angie, play me.
Angelina Jolie can't sing.
Well, can't they like dub that over though? Does she have to really be able to sing?
Oh, maybe they would dub it. I don't know how they would do that.
Yeah. I wonder.
I think they dub it. I mean, with like, especially Queen that just came out.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
And Will Smith first had strong doubts, I guess, about playing the genie in the new Aladdin.
The first thing is, hell no. You know, it's like, you know, when Robin Williams smashed that role, you know, and it's like, what would you do differently? What would you add to that? So I looked at it, and the first thing was, I didn't feel like I wanted to touch it.
Coming up in less than an hour, Jennifer Aniston did a rare interview about her dating life.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.